This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't decided that yet. I'm trying to take things day by day. And, you know, I think that's the disappointing part, where I was hoping up until this point things would clear up a lot more than they have. And so I haven't made that decision yet. And I'm just going to see how the rest of this week goes and take it day by day and go from there.
That was Terry McLaurin on whether or not he'd be showing up for training camp. We now know he has not. By the way, Jay Gruden was the head coach of the then Redskins when they drafted McLaurin. We're going to talk to him coming up in 25 minutes. He's a big Terry McLaurin guy. Want to get his thoughts on just how surprised he is with a guy that does everything the right way, the anti-diva. I know it's just business, Danny, but he is a no-show. He is holding out. Show's brought to you today and every day by the law firm Kondori & Murad. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today, kmlawyers.com, and be sure to tell them we sent you. You'll get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Answer this for me.
Uh-huh.
Why is he not holding in? To me, that seems like the really easy way to show that you're mad, to continue to push for your contract. You're still not practicing. They're still paying the price for not paying you. You don't have to incur a $50,000 fine. You don't have to worry about the fine. You get to be there with your buddies, and you're still kind of agitating and dragging your feet and throwing your temper tantrum. Isn't that the best of all worlds here?
I would think so. But again, this is as dramatic a move as you can make. And you don't make the most dramatic move that you can make without trying to illustrate something, which is we're far apart, that we're not close. And this isn't, you know, the well, you know, it's part of the process that the team is selling. You're trying to sell a different version of that based on what you said publicly, what your agent has leaked out, and so on and so forth. They are very far apart, and he wants everyone to know that. That's if you're there at training camp, you don't run a couple routes. It to me feels more imminent. You're on the same page, and everything feels hunky-dory, and it's a matter of time. This doing it this way lets you know it ain't a matter of time unless they change.
Mitch Tischler said this is the most frustrated he's been with this team in some time. I would say during this ownership's era. The Josh Harris, Mitchell Rails, Mark Eyne, Magic Johnson ownership group, the Hogs as we call them. Certainly the Peters era, the Dan Quinn now going into year two span. This is the first time as a fan I think you're going to see a lot of people that are frustrated with business and the operation. Am I surprised? Absolutely. I'm shocked that we're here based on just months ago, weeks ago. As of 5-6 days ago, it certainly felt like this was possible. As soon as he did what he did at Eastern Motors,
yeah.
I thought, damn, that guy sounds like a guy that's not showing up for training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Today, when Peters came out and kind of towed the company line and essentially said, we haven't talked to him, I knew right then, okay, he's not showing up. Because I feel like if they had a positive conversation, then maybe he's going to be there. But He didn't say he told us he's coming. He said, we expect everybody on our team to be here.
Yeah, very distinct.
Okay, then he's not going to be here. So that was kind of when I started to think about it. But I just always thought you could hold in. But as you said, that almost makes it seem like you're not as mad.
Yeah.
This is the way you show.
I'm as mad as I can be. Silent treatment.
I'm not going to show up at your house and give you the cold shoulder. I'm just not coming to your thing. That's a little bit different.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number. I want to get into if and when maybe he thinks about asking for a trade and how much that could change things. Because I've never for one second even considered the possibility that they would trade him. This is a team, by the way, that should have designs on winning playoff games.
Yeah.
Because a championship game last year in the conference.
The window to do that is long past. I mean, a future draft pick is delightful. That doesn't help you with a window that's right now. You know what I mean? Like, let's say for the sake of argument, you wouldn't. But you get a first in 2026. Cool. I don't have my number one wide receiver in the 2025 season.
Yeah, now Debo gets hurt and Luke McCaffrey and
Jalen Lane.
Jay Osborne are running routes for you.
Is Jameson Crowder still available?
Go get him, Jaden. Let's go to Brian in Greenbelt. How are you, Brian?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, look, it's simple as this, man. Apparently, Terry McLaurin is not in Adam Peters' plans at that price that he wants. And it's just as simple as that. I mean, I'm sure Terry McLaurin is treated with love and respect, just like all the other players, because it's a good coaching staff. And it's a good ownership group. And the team, it's a nice, good team spirit. Everybody's getting along very well. But I don't see the fans up in arms because Deami Brown, he's the guy we drafted. I don't see the teams up in arms because Jonathan Allen got let go. I don't see all that. I'm leaving the team if Terry McLaurin doesn't get paid. Look.
John Allen didn't have a six-year run as one of the more productive players in the league at his position, isn't coming off a career year, and isn't the fan favorite of the last decade. I mean, you have to acknowledge that this is different than just guys that have played on this team.
Exactly. If you don't put up the numbers, the fans don't give a damn about you. You can go jump off a bridge. Look, and it just why are we so wrapped up in what he makes? That's his money. That's his personal money.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
We're wrapped up
because it's a salary cap situation, and we're talking about what's best for the football team, and there's a pretty dramatic
gap. I can tell you why we're wrapped up, because currently he's not on the team actively because he wants more money than the team is willing to give him. So until we know what those numbers are and he signs a new contract, he's saying, I'm not going to play for the team, and he's the best wide receiver and arguably the best skill position player on the team, and you've got a second-year quarterback who needs him on the field. That's why people care. Because they care about the football team. Let's go to Saint in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Not much, man. I honestly think that Terry and his representation are the main culprits here and the main people to blame. I think that the focus for Terry should have been trying to get an extension last year versus going into his final year having no guaranteed money. I think that Terry was hesitant on forcing that extension because he didn't know what they were going to have at quarterback. But at the same token, you now put yourself in a situation where you are now begging for a deal. Like, it's down to you really asking for a trade at this point, because Washington has no reason to force themselves to extend you. Now that we're entering training camp, you're going to be accruing a $50,000 fine per day, then $800,000 plus per preseason game or regular season game miss. Like, Washington holds all the leverage here to force you to play on your final year of your contract. The best that they could do for you is guarantee you this final year, and you'll enter free agency going into the season turning 31. It's like Terry has to
stop. The team's got all the leverage.
Yeah.
Good phone call, by the way. Really good call. The team is wearing the big boy pants here, and Terry's kind of got to read and react and adjust accordingly. I mean, that is how this goes. You've talked about this. Unless there's a change to the CBA right now, the power is really with the teams, and it's always going to be in some way because they call the shots. I want to get to the trade thing that he brought up, though. He has not asked for a trade. Darius, see if you can find the clip from Eastern Motors, Your Job's Your Credit, where he's asked about a trade and, like, would he consider pushing for one?
I wonder if that hasn't come up because the team maybe already said, don't bother. We got you.
But that wouldn't keep him from saying it publicly if he was actually willing to want to move on. Here's why I think he hasn't. This is my own guess. I think he's been very careful. Like, his image is probably important to him. You don't operate as clean and impressively and do everything the right way. It's a pain in the ass to be Cal Ripken Jr. and to be revered as this, like, perfect guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, his image, and this is not a knock. I hope it doesn't sound that way. This is actually, in a world where nobody cares or thinks about these types of things, decorum and decency, like, I think it matters to him, and I love that. It's what makes him one of my favorite people that I've ever covered or been around. But I think asking for a trade leads to some fan venom. I think that's kind of like the shot across the bow of, I don't want to be there.
Yeah, I want to leave you.
Everything he has said is, I want to be there. They won't give me the money. As a fan, you hear, I just want to go out and play for you guys. I just want to go catch touchdowns with Jaden Daniels. They won't let me. All I want to do is stay here for my whole career, and they're not paying me. I can't wait to get to training camp. It's their fault I'm not there. That's very different than trade my ass.
That's a great point. Because
I want money, and I don't care if it's from you or somebody else. Pay me my money.
Yeah, especially given what he's already gone through. You know, the amount of Heinicke, Howell, Brissett, and everything in between that he's waded through to put up numbers for you, the fan. If he does that and says, now I want to be traded, given what he's already gone through, you could see how much more impact that might have, both, you know, for people vilifying the team and also maybe vilifying him.
Do you think that he would actually miss preseason games or, God forbid, regular season games? Like, I can start by saying I don't think there's any way in the world he misses regular season games. There's just no way.
Preseason games, yes. I actually think that's likely.
They have won in 17 days.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll play in that game because either he'll have shown up into camp and is still getting up to speed or because, like, they'll hold him out or whatever. But in 17 days, has he not signed? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I've thought.
I think he will sign before then.
So I've said after. And again, what I base this on, I hadn't even considered your he's not, or they don't think he's as good as we think he is theory, which
I think is reality,
which makes some sense. But to me, this has always been, what do they do in San Francisco? Eve of the regular season for Bosa, late in this whole process for Ayuk, for Purdy, for Trent Williams, for same thing in Detroit, where it was, you know, late July that it got done with Amon-Ra St. Brown and others. If you've got a high profile player that's been someplace for a while, that's put up some stuff, this is necessarily complicated. I mean, what I've always thought is, if you walked in at the end price, right? Let's say it's Grant McLaurin and I'm Danny Peters. And I go, hey, at the end of the day, we're going to pay Grant $30.5 million. I'm just making that number up. Let's call it 30 even. If I walked in and talked to your agent, we're going to pay Grant 30. The agent goes, oh, that's their starting point. 36. And now you're at the same impasse you always were. You're going to be in an impasse no matter what, where that guy wants more and you want to give him less. You can't go down from 30. So I've always thought this is going to take a while. It's going to be painstaking. It's going to be a pain in the butt. This, to me, was always kind of inevitable once we went down this road.
But it doesn't have to. There are so many players like him that get deals done well ahead of even the offseason. Like the lifer player, the Mr. whatever, fill in the team, he's Mr. Commander, right? He's the Lieutenant Commander. Mr. Raven or Mr. Jed or Mr. Bill. It doesn't go this way most of the time with whoever that guy is whose face is the first one that comes up for the team. And that's going to be Jaden Daniels. And maybe it already is just because of the year he had last year.
Yeah.
But you understand the symbolism of what I'm talking about, is that Terry has been the fan favorite for years, and a lot of teams just avoid this altogether from a sheer PR standpoint. Because it's not worth it to haggle over a couple of $1 million on your salary cap, which is $200+ million you get to dole out every year. A couple of $1 million in guaranteed or dead money. And they eat dead money like I eat Thin Mints in the spring when Girl Scouts are outside of Food Lion. A couple $1 million is worth this? Really? And I can promise you it isn't to me, but they say otherwise. I agree with you. Preseason games are so irrelevant that maybe he misses those in the same way that he's not going to truly miss training camp. I'm sure it's killing him to not be around his team. Mm-hmm. But sweating and running around on the field at this point of his career at almost 30, isn't that fun? There's just no way he misses regular season time. I refuse to believe that. Like, you walk back
because that's
the door,
not just a $50K fine. That's now you're escalating things, right? Even
it's
worse,
over $500,000.
Yeah,
but the preseason games are too.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. I mean, it's several hundred thousand dollars for preseason games if you're missing those. So that's why a couple weeks from now, I'm saying that's when I would just start the hold in. Like, you could do this to send your message, and then a week or 10 days from now, you show up and say I'm holding in, and you're just not participating, but you're there at least. Jay Gruden's going to join us, by the way, coming up in about 12 minutes to talk about a guy who He dialed up a 75-yard touchdown for in Terry's first ever game against the Eagles on a deep post. Who threw that pass?
It's so long ago.
Terry McLaurin debut.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia. 75-yard touchdown. Deep post. Got behind everybody.
What year is that? 17? 16?
You're on to something.
That Mark Sanchez year?
No. Like,
who was that?
He only played one game and they got blown out against the Giants.
It was an Eagles game. Didn't he hand it off against the Eagles?
At home.
Sanchez?
Night game.
I'm stalling.
It was not a week one.
I'm clearly stalling. It was a quarterback.
A guy that turned the ball over four times, I think, against the Bills in primetime. This is a good one. This is a good former quarterback.
Come on. I'm just staring at you. I can't do it on the spot. Oh, that was a Keenum.
Case Keenum.
I wouldn't have pulled it.
James in New Carrollton. What's up?
So many good quarterbacks here.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
All right. I applaud Adam for how he's handling this. He hasn't even committed to actually talking to Terry himself. He said he's heard what has been said during talks between the team and Terry. And he's avoided what a lot of teams do, which is to devalue the player during this process. So he's left all options open. He can let teams call and offer something for Terry. He can come in at some point and play good cop and try to offer something to Terry that he feels is like at their ceiling. I don't right now feel that he values Terry at the $30 million mark, and I understand that you can't win by giving good players elite salaries, and the Dallas Cowboys are the biggest example of that.
So, James, you agree with me, which we've talked about in the past, and what I'm bringing up today, that they view McLaurin as a really good player, not one of the top receivers in the league, it sounds like. By the way, he brought up the $30 million. Just for people jumping in, listening, story of the day, Terry McLaurin, no-showed. He is holding out of training camp. The reason we float this $30 million figure out there so much is that the market at the receiver position is a little bit over that.
Yeah, that's what Ayuk signed for last year. DK Metcalf in free agency or via trade, whatever, with Pittsburgh, signed a new deal, averaging 33 per. That's kind of the going rate. Garrett Wilson as well recently.
And we have no real idea what the figures are being exchanged. The only thing we have is that Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, which we're just assuming is correct, is saying that the team isn't close to $30 million, which said differently means the team isn't close to market value with what it's suggesting they want to give McLaurin, which is where my idea comes from, that they just aren't as high on the player as many a lot of us are. But not close to 30 or not close to market value? Is it possible that they're just asking him to sign for what he just played for, like without a raise after a career year? With the franchise tag looming at close to $30 million, this is the same thing we used to make fun of Bruce for.
Mm-hmm.
You can't offer a quarterback that's going to make 30 on the tag next year, $5 million less than that. You can't offer Brandon Scherff when, if he says no and you've got to tag him, $5 million less than he's going to get next season on the tag. Why would he ever sign that? I could just do a one-year, big-time payment. Like, are they doing the Odyssey plan? Where they just come to Danny Ruhier and say, this is what you made last year, here's your new contract, you're making the same amount?
Yeah, enjoy your raise.
On a scale of Odyssey to Amazon, where like Amazon's giving a big raise, but Odyssey is just, can you change the date on this contract and hand it back to him for the next 2 years?
Rub out that comma.
Exactly. Like, do you think they're doing that?
Yeah, I think it's like an Odyssey thing. It's right. Not quite Amazon, but it's a little bit more than Odyssey.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, so my thinking was going the other direction, where the team goes, we got the franchise tag. We could just do. Why would we pay you over that? And the player and the agent are asking, pay us more than that. Please value me. What if it is like you're talking about? If it's that game all over again where it's way less than the franchise tag, then that, I mean, for the player's perspective, no way you would sign that.
Josh in Upper Marlboro, what's good?
Hey, fellas. I feel like I'm losing my freaking mind over here. Why is everyone applauding Adam Peters? I unapplaud Adam Peters right now. I tie one hand behind my back so that no applause is possible. This is not a good moment. What are people talking about? I was at every single home game. I saw this man with my own eyes. I don't care if you call Terry the seventh best receiver in the league or the 13th. He's very, very good. He has awesome hands. He has competitive speed, great conditioning. For a smaller guy, he can even do jump balls. And most importantly, he is by far the best option on our emerging team with our young quarterback that we're trying to win Super Bowls with. What are we doing? Don't do this. And in this moment where, like, we're right on the precipice of things sucking again, we have stadium conflicts and name conflicts. You need a Terry. He is a phenomenal human being. And so that extra, you know, $2 million that he's asking for, consider that a PR fee for being your freaking spokesperson in tough moments. I think they're playing with fire, not just from a football perspective, although I think that's the case as well, but from like a sentiment perspective. Like, they don't know how bad it was. Things sucked forever. And if you start to like do stuff like this, it could just start to have a cloud over your team. I don't applaud Adam Peters. Sign Terry McLaurin. Pay him 33 if you need to. Don't pay him 37, but pay him 33. Lock this in, and let's have a good football season for once in our freaking lifetimes.
It does Appreciate feel you, like an unforced error in that way, right? And I'm not saying necessarily you've got to overpay him, mm-hmm. but they have chosen to make this a negative story.
Yeah, they are standing on one side of the line.
And a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they have chosen to do. And after what was a couple of years of harmony and nothing negative, this week's been a really big bucket of cold water in some ways. Between the stadium getting off the rails a little bit, Donald Trump tweeting, having to deal with that crap, whatever that was. Now you've got more news coming out on, what about the Redskins again? And it's like, you got to be kidding me. I thought I was so far past that so many years ago. That's coming back up. We're going to talk about that again. And now camp starts and the most popular player on the team is not showing up because he's angry at the front office. You know, it hasn't been a great 72 hours after what has been a couple of very seamless, almost flawless years of executing. Let's see what Jay Gruden has to say about a guy he once was heavily involved in drafting not showing up next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple.
Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, I'm not going to really speculate on that yet. Obviously, as it, where it stands now, it's not great. It's not good at all. And without any progression, then you have to take steps based off of where you're at. You know what I mean? There's a hope that I do want to continue to play here. And I do want to be a part of what's being built and what's going to be built. But at the same time, you know, you want to be valued by the, you know, the front office and the ownership group and things like that. And, you know, it's just past just the words of it. It's, you know, the actions behind it. And I feel like I've proven who I am and who I'm can continue to be, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, at some point, I guess you can say there's a point of no return. I don't think it's at that now, but I mean, there's a, you know, time is kind of ticking.
That's Terry McLaurin. I guess he's suggesting the point of no return is when he'd ask for a trade. He hasn't done that yet. But he is officially holding out. He didn't show up, didn't take a physical today. So the big question, would they beat the clock? No. Would he show up? Also, no. Jay Gruden was the head coach of the then Redskins when they drafted Terry McLaurin and dialed up the 75-yard post for a touchdown to McLaurin in his first ever game with the team. And he joins us now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Jay, it's good to talk to you again, man. Happy end of the offseason. How you been?
Been good. Thank you for having me on. I'm glad everybody's doing well. A little controversy to start the season. You got to love it.
Well,
that's how we do it.
We'd gone a long while around here without anything, and now we got Trump tweeting about changing the name back to Redskins. We got the stadium deal hitting a bit of a snag, and Terry McLaurin's not at camp. So it feels like old times around these parts.
Yeah, that's good stuff. You got to have a little something to talk about. It keeps you guys employed.
This is true. That's a very good point. Are you surprised? I mean, you know Terry better than we do. He's always been such a team guy, such an anti-diva. Now he's got himself in this business situation here where he's holding out. Are you surprised it's gotten to this point? It feels like the market is kind of set. We know what he should be getting.
Yeah, I'm very surprised. You know, I look at what he's done and what he's accomplished, not only on the field but off the field. You know, he's a dependable, accountable guy. He's produced. He had 13 touchdowns last year. And I know Jaden likes to throw to him. And, you know, what I look at is if you take him off this roster, this makes this receiving core very average to below average. And you're counting on Debo coming off injuries. Noah Brown's coming off an injury. Luke McCaffrey, who's, you know, they're obviously a little disappointed in him. Chris Moore, I don't even know who that is. Jalen Lane only had 36 catches at Virginia Tech. I mean, Michael Gallup coming off an injury. He's an older guy. So now you're looking at a way below average receiving core without him. So I don't know what the holdup is. I would try to get him in as soon as possible, and that would have been about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, or a month ago, whatever it might be.
What do you think the team is thinking? Like, what's their angle on this?
You know, I don't know. You know, sometimes when you get new ownership or new general managers, they like to build their own team with their own players. You brought in Debo Samuel. They traded for Laremy Tunsil. They drafted Jaden Daniels. They want to make it there. They want to put their stamp on the roster and out with the old and in with the new. You know, there's some truth to that. But sometimes you got to keep the good players around. You know, when I got a job with Washington, I had made sure we kept Trent Williams, that's for damn sure, and Ryan Kerrigan, and some of those leftover guys from Coach Shanahan. Hell, you know, we had a lot of turnover, but you got to keep the good ones. And Terry is a very productive and a great guy and a good team leader. So I don't know what the holdup is.
Is there something to be said for he's going to be 30, and he probably wants a 4 or 5 year deal, whatever it is, and they're going – most of the guys that get paid elite money at that position at 30, it ends up being a bad contract. You know, if he's looking for 32 or 33 million, that it's smart business not to do that. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, there's some truth to that for sure. But you have to look at the roster right now for the next couple of years, 2 to 3 years. Are you better with him or without him? I mean, can you function without him? I mean, he is such a productive player, such a weapon. I just feel like it drops down the receiving talent core on this roster considerably without him. You're counting on an injured Debo Samuel coming in to be in the workhorse. Noah Brown, like I mentioned before, I just think that you're still going to get 3-4 good years out of Terry. He's going to keep himself in great shape. He's going to be able to run. I think he'd be ultra productive, and I think it'd be silly. But I do understand that argument on the other side of it. But I think Terry's a different cat. I think Terry's a guy that will continue to perform and play well and run fast for a long time.
Jay, put your scouting hat on here. What is Terry McLaurin right now, and what is he not? Like, what do people not get right about him? But then what do you think he is in terms of as a receiver? Strengths, weaknesses, everything in between.
He's an explosive player. He's got excellent hands. You know, he's not a conventional type receiver that does the acrobatic stuff, but he tracks the ball extremely well. He can run by people. He's physical after the catch. He will block as a blocker, which is very important in the running game. They have two receivers now, three really, with Brown, McLaurin, and Debo Samuel, that all be physical at the point of attack in the running game, which is important for the bubble screens, the release screens, the inside zones, the outside zones, all that stuff. So he is a guy that does it all. Now, is he not a guy in the slot, can run option routes? No, he's probably not that guy. But on the outside, he can run all the route tree combinations, and he can run by you. And that's very important to take the top off. And you open up things for, you know, for Zach Ertz and Debo coming underneath. So you got to have that guy that's productive and can really hurt you with the deep ball and scare the hell out of defenses. And he's the guy that can do that.
Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny. So looking at the AAVs at wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase, highest paid at 40.2. Justin Jefferson, best receiver in the league at 35. CeeDee Lamb's at 34. DK Metcalf, just paid by Pittsburgh, 33. Garrett Wilson was paid last week, a lot younger than Terry, 32.5. And then you've got like Amon-Ra St. Brown, Brandon Ayuk, Tyreek Hill, all at 30. The one report that's out there from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN is that the Commanders aren't close to $30 million, and they're offered to McLaurin. And we've all kind of assumed the market for him right now is like 31 to 33 in that range. If it's true that they're not close to 30, what does that tell you? Is it possible that they just don't think he's really a number one? Could they think that?
They could think that. They could think that maybe they're just bracing themselves for a couple of years from now, Jaden Daniels' contract, and they're trying to make sure that they take care of that guy first. But it doesn't make any sense. I don't put Terry up there with those guys that you mentioned, the first two or three guys, Ja'Marr Chase and Justin, just because they do so much as far as inside, outside, red zone, all that stuff. Those guys are total receivers. Terry is an excellent player. I think he should be in a $30, $28 million range. And hopefully Terry understands that too. Terry's got he's in a great spot right now. And he's got a great quarterback. He's in a great location. The fans love him. You know, sometimes you might want to take just a little bit less, Terry, just a little bit, not a whole lot, but to play at a place that really wants you and you can really grow with the quarterback. And you don't want to go somewhere without a quarterback. It's no fun. So I would try to do everything I could if I was Terry McLaurin to try to get this deal done to play with Jaden.
Jay, for all your years as a head coach, coordinator, assistant coach, everything in between, what was it like when there was a guy that everybody was counting on that wasn't there? Like, what's that like at training camp or meeting rooms, et cetera? It's an elephant in the room, but you can't address it because the guy's not there. Like, how did that work?
Yeah, it's not good. You know, Trent Williams went through that, you know, 5 games before I got fired. You know, you're counting on a left tackle that protects the quarterback's blind side, and instead of Trent, you're going with 38-year-old Donald Penn, and now you have to prepare to chip and put people over there. Donald did a great, admirable job, but he was 38, and he's no Trent Williams, so it's a totally different dynamic. And then you count on guys like Jordan Reed, who are hurt in the concussion protocol. He'll be fine, and then Friday he's out, and you're planning your game plan for these players, and they're not there, and it's frustrating. It's very difficult to prepare a game plan when you're just not sure who's going to be playing on Sunday, who's going to walk through the door. Left tackle's a little bit easier. You kind of protect them a little bit with tight ends and chips and all that stuff, but when you're talking about receivers and tight ends, and quarter, it's difficult.
Jay, what's your philosophy on occasionally paying a little bit of a tax just to do right by a guy that means a lot to you? Or maybe even just to avoid a distraction or negativity? And maybe you could tell me it really doesn't matter that much. It doesn't affect the actual work getting done. You guys sit down with the media for a few minutes a day and otherwise don't think about it. But I'm thinking about the idea that, yes, Adam Peters' job is to not hand out any bad contracts, right? Let's not overpay him. Let's not give out a bad deal. But at the same time, the way that this has worked over the years, it's been hellacious here for a while. And Terry was kind of the light in the night. Like, he was the lighthouse, so to speak. And he was the face during some of the worst Snyder stuff and controversies and turmoil. I got guys working on the show here who are 25, 26 years old saying he's their favorite player on the team in history. And I know you can't just shell out Monopoly money because people like a guy. I'm not suggesting that. But is there something to be said for, A, not starting training camp with a self-made controversy, and B, maybe he is a $28 million guy, but we're going to give him $31 million per because he's our Mount Rushmore guy of this era, and there's a price for that. Like, how do you factor that in?
You're 100% right. And there are certain guys you want on your team, and you pay a little bit extra because of what they bring to the table, not only from a production standpoint, which we all know he's produced. He's been productive. He's a great player. Teams fear Terry. His deep ball threat and ability. And then you throw the fact that he's a team leader. You know, he's 2-year captain, Ohio State. That's why we fell in love with him. And he's had an unbelievable Senior Bowl, and he came in and just puts his nose to the grindstone. He just works his ass off every single day. He's dependable. He's accountable. He's everything you want in a player. He's a great person. He's a leader. This guy is going to make the young players better. He's going to make Jalen Lane better. He's going to make Ja'Cory Brooks, whoever they have, Luke McCaffrey. He's going to make these guys better, and that's what you want on your football team. He's going to make the defensive backs better. They're going to compete in practice. It's going to make a very competitive training camp. And guys like that that work hard, that are dependable, you do want them on your team. And it might cost you a few more million, so be it. Let's do it.
How do you think this ends?
I think Washington has got to figure out a way to get it done. I really do. I think Adam's got to figure out a way to get this thing done. Like I mentioned before, you take Terry off this receiving core, and all of a sudden this offense goes from, you know, one of the top offenses in the NFC to pretty average. You know, Jaden Daniels is unbelievable. We got that, but we need some better weapons now. We got to have some weapons. You know, Zach Ertz is a little bit older. You know, Austin Eckler's a little bit older. Debo's coming off an injury. Noah Brown can't really run. Luke McCaffrey has been a disappointment. You know, they got a rookie Jalen Lane who wasn't really productive in college. So who is he going to throw to? They need Terry. They got to pay Terry. He's a great guy. He's a great player. Pay the man his money, man.
Pay that man his money. Jay, thank you, buddy. It's good catching up. Hopefully we talk soon and enjoy the start of camp time here. I know you'll be busy cranking out content.
You got it. Thanks, brother. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you, buddy.
There's Jay Gruden, our guy, former head coach here in the nation's capital, talking about one of his former pupils, Terry McLaurin. You can react to that next, 800-636-1067. Also, what Adam Peters said today about the Von Miller edition, seems like this was in their plans all along. We'll explain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
He's Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. So apparently Michael Vick is hanging out in an establishment in the Navy Yard getting ready for the Nats game. And we just got word of that. So we sent Ryan to said establishment to try to hand him the cell phone to get him on the show.
I thought he was joking. So I passed Ryan in the hallway and he goes, I'm actually going to interview Michael Vick right now. And I
went, Ryan up.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
See if he's still walking.
I guess that's
there.
Real.
Yeah, so apparently Vick is there. Tell him not to say where he's at. But I just want to get an update on if he's put eyeballs on him yet or if he's already left. But yeah, we're going to try to get Michael Vick on the show by having Ryan hand him a cell phone. We've never had him on the show.
No.
Michael Vick, big deal, man. Former league MVP.
Yeah.
He's a stud. Also coming up on the Grant and Danny radio program, equally as exciting, we're going to have our first ever installment of Hokie and Toki. So Toby Altizer is going to break down, we're going to give him 60 seconds on the McLaurin negotiation going sideways.
Yep.
But what people sleep on is Toby Altizer, massive actual Commanders fan, and he's got an alter ego when he turns his hat around named Toki. He's like the nicest guy ever, so we've made up this character where Toki is like this very angry,
biting, angry, snarky, cynical.
So we're going to get 60 seconds of Toby's thoughts and then 60 seconds of Toki's thoughts. His alter ego. We're doing that this segment.
Toby versus Toki, a showdown.
Yeah. Ryan, don't say where, but are you at the place yet where we think Michael Vick is?
No, but I am turning the corner to be getting there. So I should be there literally in about 25 seconds.
All right, so let's see if you see him before we actually go any further
here. Yeah. Yeah,
because it's possible he popped in, had a quick drink, and now he's over at the ballpark or already moved on. But if you still see him, then we'll hang up and let you go approach him to try to get an interview at the top of the hour.
Yeah, I gotcha.
How we can handle this.
Should I say hi to him?
As opposed to just walking up and handing him the phone? Definitely say hi to
him. Get close and stare at him. See if that works.
I get there.
I think the plan of business here is you go up and shake your hand in a very professional manner, and you just say, hey, I'm with the local radio station, and maybe say we'd love to have you on to talk about the Commanders and Terry McLaurin and, you know, your career.
Yeah.
And maybe Virginia Tech football. Are you at the place yet?
I am walking up to it right now.
Okay, very good.
So we are walking up right here. Okay.
All right, surveying.
Do you see him?
Looking.
Yep. Surveying, still looking. Okay. Still looking.
The picture I got, he is rocking a ball cap. It's green, okay. And he's got a white dress shirt on.
Okay. You said a green dress shirt?
Nope, I didn't
nope.
at all.
Green hat.
I said a green hat.
It's cool. Bring your green hat.
A white dress shirt.
Okay.
You know what Michael Vick looks like, right?
This is the football player? Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Very aware.
His beard is whiting,
is
but he
looks...
Is this
person inside, or...
He was inside at the picture I got near the bar.
Okay. Well, we are walking inside.
All right, well, you go look around, and you report back to us on what you find. So Ryan's over there trying to get an interview with Michael Vick. Speaking of the Virginia Tech Hokies, it is time. 60 seconds is on the clock.
Oh, here we go.
So this will first be the very professional Toby Altizer with his thoughts on the Terry McLaurin situation before Toki makes his show debut to just bring the heat.
I'm really excited about this, by the way.
I am too. I think this could be a reoccurring theme on the show because of just what a sweet prince Toby is.
What a nice guy Toby is.
And Toki is just venomous.
A bastard.
All right, here we go. Toby Altizer, 60 seconds is on the clock. Your thoughts on McLaurin against the Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand both sides of this. I'm obviously going to be on Terry's side. I can understand that a 30-year-old receiver, I get that there is going to be some trepidation in giving this guy $30-plus million. At the same point, I think that you should give this guy the money. I think he's a number one receiver. I think he's shown that. I think he's been incredibly productive. I don't know why going into this year that you would want to bring any frustration, controversy, any of that towards this team when a team went to the NFC Championship game last year. You're hoping to build off that, go to a Super Bowl this year. You kind of want to have your number one receiver around. So I'm kind of surprised it got to this point, but I figured if it got to where we are today, he would hold out from the team. That's what he decided to do, and hopefully they get this thing figured out. I don't think it's time to panic just yet. You know, we got to wait until it will actually affect the early part of the season before I really slam the panic button, but I do think that there are, you know, definitely more concerns now that training camp has got underway. So I hope that they get this thing done soon. I think they will get this thing done soon. A little alarming that we've heard that they're not up to the $30 million threshold, but we'll see if they can get it done.
All right. Very clean.
That was really professional.
That's very well done.
Good radio guy.
Ladies
and
gentlemen, you know Toby Altizer. Mm-hmm. But what you don't know, spin that hat around.
All right. He has turned his hat around.
Toki Altizer. Toki. Once Terry McLaurin signed, and there's going to be hell to pay if it doesn't happen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Toki's take.
I got a bunch of don't-know-ball idiots around this place telling me that Terry McLaurin's not good at football. They're trying to tell me that he's some jag that you can replace with anybody off the trash heap. And, oh, I don't know, maybe they should have just kept Deami Brown instead of Terry McLaurin. Because, according to everybody around here, oh, he's not a top 15 receiver. Last time I checked, this guy goes for 1,000 yards every single year. He's finally got a quarterback in town, and now everyone wants to be, well, he's really not that special. He doesn't separate his hands. What are you talking about? This guy is a top 10 receiver in the NFL. I had to have the Giants fan that works here, a New York Giants fan, come and back me up. What are we doing? This is a special player. This is going to be a special season, and you've got a chance to have this dude on your football team, and you're just quibbling over. What are we doing? Pay the man his money. He should be wearing 17 for this team in week one against those Giants and crushing them. There's no question about it. This guy should be on this football team, and I don't know what the holdup is. I don't know why in the world you're continuing to go over this. He should be paid by... he should have already been paid. I don't get what we're doing. Training camp started. Get the man his money.
I love these don't-know-ball idiots.
Yeah.
That's Toki.
That's Toki.
Toby would never say anything like that.
Toby would never. Ever.
I want to check in with Clary as soon as we return. He's either going to be on the phone or he's going to have correctly found Michael Vick, and we'll talk to Michael Vick.
I actually don't know what's going to happen here.
I don't either, but I assume he's not going to be able to pull this off. Respectfully.
I mean, he is our corporate overlord, so I mean, it'd be very difficult.
I told him the outfit, and twice he got the outfit wrong when
green,
he repeated
green
it.
Green shirt?
Then.
Nope.
And I realized at that time this might not work out.
Michael Vick, the football player?
Will Michael Vick join us? We find out next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.